Chapter 89. Ron and Celeste sat in front of the Your Next Cruise consultant's desk. The cruise line consultant was wearing her uniform, complete with epaulets and stripes and stars. She was a Scandinavian woman, as blonde could be, and tightly poured into her attire. Dr. and Mrs. Tuck, thank you for taking time out from your vacation to sit with me. How is your cruise so far? They both knew that the woman was following a script, but they also had a form of script. Celeste would have the most say over the broad strokes of where they were going, and Ron would handle the details. Celeste was not detail-oriented in this regard. She wanted to know where they were going, for how long they were going, and when they could leave. After that, she quickly lost interest. The cruise has been a wonderful opportunity, but a little too short. We like to look at a slightly longer cruise. Ron was quiet. These rum and cokes seemed the tastiest of all, because he had won them at a table tennis tournament. He grinned, thinking about how the college kid, who was wearing his gym shorts and carrying his own paddle, had been shocked by this one shot. Ron had created backspin by dragging his paddle down the face of the ball as he struck it, and having the ball seemed to just give the table a feather touch before it flitted away. He'd only found the shot again halfway through the tournament, which he really did not think he had any chance to win. Ron smilingly sipped his drink as he heard Celeste say, "Let's see something with an air-sea package that includes Europe." Ron began to cough. He had just been in the middle of a long draw on that sweet little plastic straw when the words registered. The drink bubbled back into the glass, and he tried to regain composure. "Do you both have passports?" asked the blonde. Celeste smiled and reached into one of the little pouches that she carried in her bag and produced them happily, saying, "Yes, they're only 4 years old." On Caribbean cruises leaving from and returning to a domestic port in the United States, valid driver's license had been sufficient. But Celeste had thought they needed them for a trip up to Canada a few years earlier. Ron had liked the idea of having a passport. It made him feel more cosmopolitan on a childish level. That never came to the surface much anymore. It might now. "Am I allowed to smoke here?" The Scandinavian woman looked at the healthy, young-appearing, middle-aged man in front of her and gave him both a quizzical look and an ashtray. In the same fluid motion, she opened a brochure in front of Celeste and said, "There is an 11-day cruise leaving from Venice and docking in Rome." "That's the one," said Celeste. "When do we leave?" She turned to Ron with the sweetest smile on her face and said, "When do you think you can get off and want to travel again?" He was drawing hard on the cigarette and studying the itinerary. She hadn't exactly sprung it on him. They had talked about going to Europe. She had been there. He had not. It looked far away and magical as he stared at the map. "Would people speak English?" he asked. "English is definitely one of the languages spoken on the ship," she said, smiling. That made him feel more at ease. He so admired people who spoke another language fluently, but he wondered if a grouping of languages clouded your mind when you thought deeply about something. He did not always think in language, but he often did. It was a question that he should have asked his first students. He could still ask some of them. Realizing that she was speaking to an American, she added, "And the TV will have English-speaking channels." Ron looked at Celeste. She was smiling at him now. She knew that there wasn't going to be an argument. Inwardly, she felt a pleasurable wave, knowing that she would not have to argue. Ron looked up and shrugged, smiled over at the blonde woman. He stubbed out the cigarette, dumped the ashtray into an empty waste can, and returned it to her. "What do you have at the end of June?" They held hands. It was a gift to her. Her joy of dreaming of the next cruise before this trip ended. It had taken him so long to get that. One night, talking in bed, he told her that he was too afraid of being disappointed if he allowed himself to act that way. She had told him that even before the disappointments, there was the joy of anticipation. It was one of those feelings he had learned to admire so, as he learned to love her more deeply.